This afternoon in a New York courtroom, Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, will be arraigned on charges that the Trump family business did not pay corporate taxes on benefits given out to employees, such as Weisselberg's son, who received perks like a Central Park apartment. These are the first criminal charges against the Trump Organization, and for prosecutors, they were a long time coming. Andrea Bernstein is reporting on this for NPR. She's at the courthouse with more. Andrea, start with a simple reminder. Who's Alan Weisselberg?
So Alan Weisselberg is the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, and he has worked for Donald Trump and for him, his father, Fred Trump, for nearly half a century.
Very, very close to both Donald Trump and then before that his father. And what is Weisselberg accused of doing?
So the charges will be unsealed this afternoon, so we don't know their exact nature, but he is said to have authorized the avoiding paying taxes by compensating employees with things like very expensive apartments, high-end renovations, luxury car leases, as a way to avoid paying taxes.
How long have prosecutors been pursuing this?
The investigation began in 2018, and it grew out of a different investigation. That was a federal investigation by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, and that was the one into Michael Cohen and his hush money payments to a porn star who said she'd had a relationship with the former, well, the now former president, then businessman Donald Trump. When the U.S. Justice Department decided it couldn't pursue that because it wasn't going to indict a sitting president, the Manhattan District Attorney took over the case. And he began following the financial trail. He went to the Supreme Court twice to get Donald Trump's tax returns and other tax documents. And what we are seeing today is what will likely be the first set of charges coming from that years-long investigation into the Trump Organization and its business and tax practices.
Well, I'm glad you reminded us of the beginnings of this, because last night President Trump, first he said giving employees perks is standard corporate practices, but he also called this a witch hunt. And as you point out, prosecutors didn't go looking for this. It came out of the investigation after Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, said Trump directed illegal payments to a porn star. Cohen, who wrote the checks, went to jail, but it was decided a sitting president could not be indicted. Where does the thinking about where this completely different investigation might go?
Well, it's all part of a wide-ranging investigation into the business practices and to possible fraud crimes by Trump, his company, and or his associates. We know from records that have been publicly filed that the district attorney has been looking at insurance fraud, looking at bank fraud, and looking at what we're seeing in today's case, which is an apparent tax fraud charge that we are going to see. And what some attorneys have pointed out to me is that this isn't a perk like you're an employee and your boss gives you a ticket to a ball game. These are multi-million dollar apartments that we are talking about, luxury, renovations, cars, private school tuition for some of Alan Weisselberg's grandchildren, or at least one of them. And what we are coming to see, or what we expect to see, is whether the value of these benefits was so large that it actually is a very serious crime. It's stealing tax dollars from the state of New York. If that is, in fact, what's charged, we'll find out more this afternoon.
And is the thinking that this also might, as this thread keeps getting pulled, it might lead to former President Trump's personal taxes and any evasion there?
Well, we know that the district attorney has been looking at millions of pages of tax documents since the winter when he finally won the second of two cases that went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The district attorney is not holding a press conference this afternoon. His office is calling this an ongoing investigation. So my guess is this is not the last chapter that we are seeing today. Alan Weisselberg's attorney has said he will plead not guilty and fight the charges in court, the Trump Organization says Alan Weisselberg is a pawn in a scheme to get at the former president. And the president, the former president, has said he's done nothing wrong.
That's journalist Andrea Bernstein covering this Alan Weisselberg case for NPR. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.